Today's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann along with Dr. Wayne Anderson, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Stay tuned and really make sure you get plugged in for the next hour, because we're going to really spend a lot of time helping you get on a path to permanent weight control and help you create a healthier, longer life. And here to teach us how to rejuvenate our life and how to create an amazing life of optimal health is the author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. Let's welcome Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. Dr. A, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thanks, Russ, and welcome, everybody. I'm excited about the call today. We're going to really focus today on teaching people how to eat healthy for life. It's such a critical part of our everyday existence. You know, we have to eat, and I think many people have a lot of disinformation and misinformation where they think they're doing the right thing, but the overall effect is that they're actually gaining weight and not that healthy, Russ.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time over the last couple of weeks talking about how to make better choices using your low glycemic index system that you have in your book, and how we should be eating more fresh and natural and organic products, maybe staying away from the frozen and even some of the canned products, highly processed, highly chemically treated, and getting rid of the food demons that we have. We spent a little bit of time last week, Dr. A, while you were gone, talking about how to organize your home and how to really create that macro environment of health. And what I want to spend some time on today is, you know, once someone loses weight and begins to develop your principles that you lay out in the habits of health, is how to really transition from finally reaching a healthy weight and then beginning to create a life using the habits of health so it becomes a long-term way of life and not just a short-term lose weight, gain weight, lose weight. As you know, the yo-yo part of it tends to be the struggle for most of us.
Well, that's absolutely true. One of the key things about that, Russ, is understanding how to manage your energy management system. You know, I think most people go through, they were taught one way as kids, and then as adults, they continue to add a lot of those same principles. And we live in an energy-dense society where our food is packed with calories, and if you don't really pay attention, it's amazing. I call it fat creep, but it's so very easy to get a lot of extra calories, and a lot of times by eating things that don't even satisfy your body's needs. And so what happens is they're sensed as unfulfilled or nutrient empty calories, and the body doesn't sense fullness, and so you continue to want to eat more. So it's a profound problem.
Calories are probably the most simple way for most of us to really determine what we're consuming in terms of our overall intake, and balancing calories in and calories out at the end of the day are really vital to long-term health. And we talk a lot about that as we go through the book and learn about the B-Slim system. But how many calories should, you know, the average person consume each day? You know, the USDA talks a lot about the 2,000 calorie day diet. And for some, that may be too many, and others, that may be not enough.
Well, exactly. And in general, I mean, in the book I talk about total energy expenditure, and if you're a scientist or an analyzer, you certainly can go through and calculate your total energy expenditure with our formula. There's a formula that's been designed, it's been used, it's used in science, it's used in research, and it goes through all the pieces, including both the your metabolic rate, your thermic effect of food, and physical activity, and you can calculate it that way. Or in general, a nice easy way to create the calculation is just 11 calories per pound on average. That gives you a good guideline. So depending on your weight, figure out how many pounds you weigh currently, and 11 calories per pound will keep you pretty much in the same state you are now. So obviously, as you lose weight, you're going to lower your total energy intake as well, Russ, because even though fat doesn't consume as much energy as muscle, as you lose that 30, 40 pounds of fat, you're actually consuming your energy expenditures down a little bit. Now, we offset that through the habits of motion, and because this is a comprehensive program and not a diet, we don't isolate and look at just what you're putting in your mouth, and that's the problem with diets. 85% of people gain their weight back because they're simply focusing on one thing. You know, how many calories are you putting in your body? And then they're restricting themselves, and then at the end of the time when they come off the diet, then they're basically caught in a conundrum because their calorie expenditure is less than it was before, and they haven't learned the discipline of daily choices, as we've talked about over the last month or so, about learning to use low glycemic index, to using a portion control plate system, to using your plate as far as dividing up fruits and vegetables, your protein source, and your starches. So all these things are, they're not difficult to learn, but they're essential that you do learn. If you randomly rely on the food industry, you know, Russ, you were in the food industry for a long time,
right.
The food industry is designed around selling product, and the products that sell the most are the ones full of fat, full of salt, full of sugar, and all the things that literally I like to call the habits of disease.
You know, the total energy expenditure was something that I came across in your book, and it really hit home for me. And just to kind of give the listeners an example, you know, at 150 pounds, if that is where you're going to reside at being a healthy weight, 11 calories per pound would work out to be a diet consisting of 1,650 calories. And what I really liked about what you did, Dr. A, is that, you know, there's people that are not active at all, and then you have other individuals that will go and spend 2 hours in the gym being very heavy into exercise. And what you did with the calculation using the 11 calories per pound method is you said, look, as you increase in your exercise, then you should also increase in the number of calories that you take in. And you know, the more active we are, the more calories that our body needs in order to function correctly. And it was pretty simple. You know, you have 11 calories per pound, so at 150 pounds in terms of a weight that you want to maintain, you'd consume 1,650 calories. But if you're involved in some light exercise, you would add 20% to that. So multiply that out, that's 1,980 calories. And then if you're moderately very active in your exercise, then add 1.5 times. So you could consume 2,450 calories. And if you're really heavily involved in exercise, you would increase that by 1.7. And so the total amount of calories to maintain 150 pounds, if you're really into exercise and spending a couple of hours, you know, working out in the gym, you can consume 2,800 calories. But how easy, you know, having come from the food business, Dr. A, you know, I just saw something that I did a few months back where we evaluated a bacon double cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke from a local restaurant chain. That was 2,700 calories in that one meal alone. And so for somebody that wants to not only lose weight but maintain their weight long term, we can't continue those habits, can we?
Oh, no, absolutely. In fact, stay away from anything that has yellow and red in its signage.
Right. Sure. That, of course, that's McDonald's, Carl's Jr.
All of them. Well, they use them, you know, I like to kid around in a lot of the lectures I give around the country as I talk about, you know, at night you look at the, you'll be on the interstate and you'll look out and you'll see those, all of those fast food places have the yellow and red. It's very similar to a bug light. You know, bug light attracts the insects in, they come in and then they get zapped and they die, they perish. Well, it isn't is quite as abrupt as that, but by being attracted into these fast food restaurants, we're slowly killing ourselves.
So those fast food places are like a human bug light for all
exactly.
of us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's why you see them at every exit as you're traveling down the interstate, because one, it makes it convenient, but two, it just becomes a trap, you know, like flypaper.
Well, and that's exactly right. You know, the part of being a human, as it is for any other species, is that we get hungry. We need fuel, we get hungry. You know, what they've done is the processed food industry has made it convenient for us, and certainly they've made it inexpensive for us. And certainly, you know, world starvation as a whole is no longer the issue. I mean, if you look at Mexico, one of the poorest countries in the world, they're number 2 in the world in terms of obesity, and it's because we're exporting energy-dense food, which is very inexpensive, tastes good, and people eat a lot of it. And so we've got to understand that the more we understand what are the principles, and they're not that difficult, Russ. Once you really understand the habits of health, you're in good command of, and you're not going to gain your weight back as long as you make and apply those choices.
So much of what we do as Americans, you know, is going out to eat, and it becomes part social, it becomes part, you know, we live this fast-paced society, and we're going from one appointment to the other as we drop the kids off and do the things that we do in our daily life. For the people that are listening today, maybe give us some ideas that, you know, as we go out to eat, what are some of the things that we can do to be more effective in making better choices?
Well, you know, it's kind of like making it a priority. If you understand that creating health and maintaining a healthy weight is the starting point of creating optimal health and for long-term health to keep you healthy, being able to be a vibrant, thriving human being. It's very similar to the analogy if you were going across the desert. You know, before you went across the desert, you would check to make sure that your tank of your car was full. You probably also stop as you filled up and get some extra water just in case there was a mechanical breakdown. You'd make sure your cell phone worked properly. And you would literally plan that very specifically, knowing that you know, if something happened to you in the desert, that you might have a chance of dying or being significantly injured or hurt. The same thing you should think about as you're going out every day in the environment. You should plan ahead. So if you're going to be out on the road, you need to understand that you need to eat every 3 hours. You want to have low glycemic, healthy, portion-controlled feedings. And you want to make sure you have those so they're portable so you can have them with you. Because, again, the environment, the world we're in, the microenvironment that we're creating for ourselves of one of health is not available in general in the obesogenic world. So as you go out and about, and especially with time being such an essential piece, we don't have a lot of time. The option that we have when we get hungry is usually fast food. So you want to either carry it with you. There's several ways to do that. You know, I outline 100 different fuelings you can package up and prepare in advance. It's when you go to the grocery store, you can make a list of those different components and put them together in a little Ziploc bag. Or the other thing you can do is you can use portion control meal replacements. I mean, one of the things that attracted me back in the early 2000s to MetaFast was that they made portion control meal replacements, and they made them to help people lose weight. I actually changed that to focusing on how do we use them as portable, high-quality food.
You bet. And it's really made things a lot easier for many of us that are utilizing your system. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio show with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about creating a life of optimal health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio show. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we've been talking to Dr. A about how to create optimal health. But before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. You can do so by clicking on the link at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Take the health quiz, which will give you a really good snapshot of where you stand today, just how healthy you are, and do me a favor. At the end of that quiz, jot down your score and send me an email at russ@hohtalk.com. And just give me an idea that you've taken the quiz and what your score is, and if you need some help in helping you reach a life of optimal health, we'll be more than happy to do that. Again, our website is habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can reach us after the show by phone at 401-388-0778. Thank you so much. We've got Dr. A on the line. And Dr. A, you know, many of us, as we lose weight, are so excited that we finally get to a healthy weight, and we begin a process of learning how to eat right for the rest of our life and incorporating these habits. And unfortunately, many people that lose weight go on a diet and they go right back to their old habits, cheeseburgers, fries, and pizza, only to find themselves gaining their weight back so rapidly. And what you've done in the Habits of Health is laid out a very systematic, step-by-step system to transition to a healthier way of life. I'd like you to maybe kind of help us learn that, you know, we're not going to be able to go to cheeseburger and fries right out of the gate, that we really got to be able to make a good transition towards creating healthy choices week in and week out.
Well, that's so true, Russ. And the whole point is this. We've put you in a fat-burning state. We've gotten rid of your visceral fat. You're now probably healthier than you've been in a long time. And your body has responded to that and is you're probably sleeping better, have more energy. If you look at your lab work and all the pieces, you're probably in the healthiest state you've been in a while if you've been succumbing to eating the way most Americans eat. So you've already done a lot of the groundwork. The key thing here is understanding that moving forward, there's a lot of principles of the habits of health that are required long-term in order for you to maintain that health. You know, losing the weight and then gaining it back is not a good thing. In fact, it puts you at higher risk. So we want to make sure that you understand it wasn't just important to lose the weight, and certainly you reinforce by feeling better, but it's more important even moving forward to understand that reaching a healthy weight, Russ, is just the first step. We're going to actually help you optimize yourself, and you're going to start feeling better, be able to do more things than you could do before, and be able to do those a lot longer with more endurance, and probably even do some things that you couldn't do before. You know, I was talking to one of our coaches who had significant collagen vascular disease. She had Sjögren's and was overweight, could barely get out of bed 8 years ago, and for her 50th birthday, she's not only gotten to a healthy weight over the last 8 years, she's optimized herself, and she's living in the habits of health, what we call ultra health. Her CR reactive protein is 0.4, which puts her in that is the same level as super athletes. She's at a healthy weight. She's very active. She jumped out of an airplane. Now, I asked her, why would you do that? Why would you do such a crazy thing as that? And she said, well, it's something I always wanted to do. And I said, well, good, but I don't understand why you jump out of a perfectly good airplane. So bottom line is one of the key components here is realizing that processed food is your enemy. And certainly going, like you said, and having a pizza or having going to one of the burger places and start eating burgers again is going to be very difficult for your body. Your body needs to adjust. It's been on a very specific program, low glycemic, with very little carbohydrate intake. And so you want to add in a progressive fashion vegetables, and then the second week you start adding fruit using the color-coded charts. You'll add dairy in the third week, and by the fourth week you start eating whole grains. So it's outlined very specifically in the Habits of Health in Chapter 12. But as you do that, understand that you've got to slowly increase your calories, because if you don't, your body will rebound and there's an opportunity to start gaining weight back. So we, again, use the calculation. You can either calculate it the long way or do it the short way with 11 calories per pound, and then figure out, okay, I've probably been down somewhere around 1,000 if I've been using the portion control meal replacements, or maybe between 1,200 and 1,500 if I've been using the healthy eating plan. So now calculate, and let's say you're it says that you should be, to maintain it an even weight, maybe, let's say, with your activity at 2,000 calories. So if you've been at 1,500, that's a 500-calorie gap. You want to increase that systematically in stepwise fashion. If you go too fast, your body basically may rebound. So you want to make sure you work up to that, and we have a very specific plan outlined how to do that. Beyond that, moving forward, understand that, listen, we all want to have pizza occasionally. You know, my 10-year-old just had her birthday, you know, a while back, and you know, she had pizza at the party, and She's, you know, they were active for like six straight hours, never stopping. She probably consumed 1,000 calories. So she can have a couple pieces of pizza and it's not going to bother. You know, I was there, you know, doing some things and helping, but you know, maybe I consumed, maybe 100, 150, 200 calories during that same time period. So for me, I had a piece of the pizza. I don't usually eat pizza. I had a piece and it was great. It tasted great. So the cool thing about the habits of health is understanding we're not telling you that you can never eat pizza again or you can never have a hamburger with fries. We're just saying that we're going to create a daily choice system where you're going to pay attention to all the components of it and you're going to eat healthy and your body is going to do great. And occasionally if you feel like having something that's, you know, not on the, you know, not necessarily the healthiest, you can do that. And what I will tell you, Russ, is that 95% of our taste satisfaction comes in the first three bites. So if somebody wants a pizza, you know, and you've just eaten your meal and you look down and you've had a healthy meal and you look and your kid has a piece of pizza, go ahead, have a bite. You have a couple bites. And, you know, I imagine after a couple bites you'll realize that, you know what, I satisfied that taste, but I no longer have the need to eat the whole pizza.
Dr. A, I spent about 20 years in the pizza business, so pizza is near and dear to my heart. In fact, I think I ate pizza every day in some form or another every day for about 20 years. And as I, you know, got older and older, you know, the effects of that eating pizza every day really caught up with me. And so as I followed your system and lost, you know, 80 pounds, you know, I've eaten pizza maybe a couple of times in the last 3 months. And when I do so, it's only a slice or two. And it's what's really amazing is that as you begin to get healthy, your body really helps you learn that the things that you need to be eating that are healthy for you long term, you know, are different than what you, that occasional meal out where you just really splurge a little bit. But I know in my own experience, staying away from, I mean, I don't feel like I'm depriving myself because I'm not eating pizza very often, but you know, any single meal is probably not going to make me healthy, nor is any single meal going to make me have a heart attack. It's really the progressive nature of what we eat every day that really determines whether we're going to live a healthier life or not. Dr. you talk a lot about these 100 calorie fuelings and, you know, incorporating that in our life. You know, we've learned that eating, you know, two to three meals a day probably is not the best for us, that we need to be eating six times a day. Maybe for the people that are listening today that haven't incorporated this kind of lifestyle, maybe give us a few more hints in terms of how we can incorporate 100-calorie fuelings throughout the day in order to help us balance out our calories.
Well, the great thing, Russ, is there are literally hundreds of different things you can eat and eat is a smaller 100-calorie fuelings throughout the day that that have great taste, great satisfaction with them. See, one of the things that's happened in America is we have this thing about the American fixed menu, so to speak, where we sit down and we have this huge meal in the evening, and the rest of the day, we stop at McDonald's or one of these fast food places, but we usually skip breakfast, and all those things really lead to the habits of disease, and they lead to weight gain. As you said, you have a pizza every day, you're going to overwhelm your body's ability to manage it, and you're going to gain weight. There's a ton of fat from the cheese and the different meat groups that are put on the pizza, and it's just usually the high glycemic bread or white flour that's used in the dough. So all those things over time are additive. But and before I talk about the actual feelings themselves, this is what I always challenge people, and this is something that for people to think about. See, what happens in America, the reason why our sizes are so big, because we're eating so much fat and so many high dense calories and drinking so many high fructose corn syrup, huge sodas, that our body doesn't sense satiety with taste anymore. And so what we do is we use engorgement. And gorgeous means you get to the point where your belly feels so stuffed, you finally stop eating. And that's very, very dangerous because, you know, with the amount of food we have, you know, a small amount of food, you know, just to think of one thing, two little AA flashlight batteries is, in terms of cheese, is 55 calories. And so, our food is so dense in terms of calories that if you wait to be stuffed, you're going to have the kind of meals you're talking about, 22,000 plus calorie meals. So the first thing is to understand that, we want to eat things that are not energy dense. And in chapter on science and science of healthy eating, I actually spend time in chapter 11 and go over food groupings by energy densities, knowing that, you know, that fruits, vegetables, skim milk, broth-based soups, all those are very low in terms of energy density. And on the other extreme, crackers, chips, chocolate, candies, cookies, nuts, butter, and full-fat condiments are all very high in terms of energy density. So it's important for people to understand that the food you're going to get, it's in processed form from fast foods, is going to be energy dense. So there's a bunch of alternatives, and most of them are natural alternatives. So everything from basically, you know, I'll tell you, almonds are a great choice. You know, you can take a small handful, like 10 almonds, and a celery stick, get the feeling of crunching, which is so great. Almonds are really high protein. The celery provides fiber, and together, that's just a great way to, you know, when you feel a little urge, to get a great taste satisfaction, and get around 100 calories. I mean, you could eat a half of an apple with three walnuts. That's another choice. You can have a pear or an orange. Grab a handful of around 30 raisins. You can literally have a half a peach with a couple tablespoons of yogurt. And I outline half a cup of edamame. You know, it's nice to go in and, you know, like maybe if you're in at a Japanese place, edamame is a great choice. Very interesting snack full of edamame, which is soybeans, and very healthy for you. There's just so many things you could have. You could have 3 ounces of frozen non-fat yogurt. So, you know, the nice thing is, what I always ask people is, when you sense something and you eat it, do you feel afterwards good? You know, that's the deal.
You bet. And Dr. A, we'll put a list of all of those 100-calorie fuelings on the website for everybody to visit. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be joined by certified health coach Janelle Steckman, who has transformed her life and now helping others do the same. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Russ McCann. I'm your host for today. And as we were ending up with Dr. Anderson, I wanted to make sure that I reminded you to go visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. And right on the front of the webpage, you'll see a blue star that says the Dr. A's Low Glycemic Index Program. If you just click on that link, it'll take you to a website which will show you those 100-calorie fuelings that we've been talking about, a great way to incorporate healthy small meals that are low in fat, low in glycemic, that really provide your body with the nutrients you need in order to live a longer, healthier life. I'd like for all of you to meet a good friend of mine. Her name is Janelle Steckman. She's hairdresser extraordinaire. She's a certified health coach from Northern California. She's doing some amazing things at helping people change their appearance and really create an amazing life. Welcome, Janelle, to the show. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you very much, Russ. It's a pleasure. My pleasure to be here this afternoon.
So what I wanted to do is really utilize your experience to help the people that are listening today begin to make a decision on moving their life forward. And I'd like for you to maybe explain to people, you know, you help so many people every day, not only look great because you do their hair, give them a nice haircut, some good color, but beyond that, you're helping people change their whole orientation towards a healthy way of life. What got you started on your own personal journey to get healthy?
Well, after struggling 15 years and coming from a family of heart disease, I ran across this program. My health coach sat in my chair to get a haircut like he did once a month, and he was losing weight, and I was thought, wow, what the heck are you doing? So met up with him later on that week and decided just to try another diet, of course, thinking that it wouldn't work. I didn't tell my family what I was doing, of course, a fear of failure. And so about 3 weeks into the program, my husband noticed, and from then I just started sharing with people what I was doing because the results were so phenomenal. And the weight melted off very quickly, 24 pounds in about 10 weeks. And after the first week, I knew I had the answer. I was very excited. After that, after losing the weight, I did go through the holidays, started October 27th, went all the way through the holidays, made it through, and was just blown away with the results. But not only the results of weight loss, I was blown away about the amount of energy that I had. I've always been on-the-go kind of person, but usually pretty tired, fatigued later on in the afternoon, and for once I still had more energy throughout the afternoon. So the energy level was huge for me, and haven't looked back.
You know, I had an opportunity to watch you during that process, and it was really exciting to see that not only did you lose the weight and started looking good, but you started feeling good and had a burst of energy. And what was fun was, you know, Janelle, you had an opportunity to share with your kids what you were doing in terms of changing your life. How has that affected your family in terms of the way you eat, the way you look at health, and in terms of, you know, what that's doing for you at home?
Well, at first, I noticed as I was losing the weight and I was getting healthier, I noticed myself as a much lighter mindset kind of a person. So it lightened up our entire household as soon as I started feeling better and having more confidence and feeling better in my skin and looking better. That was a huge transformation in our family, even though they may not have realized it, but I for myself could see a difference in myself and all of them. And so over the past 2 years, and I say 2 years because it's not something that happens overnight, I'm able to teach my young daughters, 10 and 11 year olds, how to eat right, how to start reading labels, teaching them how to make the right choices. And you know, they don't always make those right choices, but it's there for them. And I just can lead by example, and it's starting to really pay off with them. They now go out with friends, and I hear parents talking to, you know, telling me, "Hey, your daughter ordered a salad for dinner," and I'm like, "Yes, you go, girl." But that's just something that they're starting to. That's just something that they are starting to learn on their own, and leading them by example. But it's made really easy, and so it's been this, you know, like I said, stepping stones. I didn't just yank everything out of the pantries. I slowly started taking things out of the pantry and adding in better things, and again, just teaching them how to make the correct choices.
Yeah, it's always exciting to see your daughters, and I know from time to time they even hold you and I and everybody else that they come in contact accountable to, you know, what we're doing in terms of helping people. They're just a couple of amazing kids. And Tal, your husband, I know he's watched you transform, and I know it's dramatically changing your home life in such a big way. One of the things that I'd like to also have you talked about is your mom and what this has done for her.
My mom has gone through quite a few, quadruple bypass, and just last year, that was, I don't know, 20 years ago, but just more recently, in last year, she had her aortic valve replaced, and seeing that she had lost 45 pounds on the program prior to her surgery, it made a huge difference in her recovery for this past surgery. And so it's made a tremendous difference in her health. She's off quite a few medications and blood pressure, all kinds of sorts of things that come along with the heart problems that runs in our family.
I know when your mom first started following the Habits of Health system and working with you and her coach, that it was kind of exciting because when she first started getting on the program to initially get to a healthy weight, didn't she like break her foot and was in a wheelchair for a period of time?
Oh yes. Her food came and before the day that she, her food came, she fell, broke her leg, had a spiral break in her leg. So, she had a cast from her ankle all the way up to past her thigh. So a full cast and was in a wheelchair for, I don't know, 6-8 weeks and started the program and started losing weight while she was sitting in her wheelchair. So, it's a program that anyone could do it, whether you can walk or not. She did it. And so that was crazy time. Yes.
Yeah. And I know in my own experience, I was involved in an auto accident in a couple of years ago, and I've spent a lot of time on crutches and limping around. So going to the gym and being very active has been a real struggle. But because I've learned the things that we need to do in terms of how we eat and better portion control, it's made a dramatic change. I've lost 80 pounds and kept it off over the last 3 years. So I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, Janelle. So what keeps you on track every day?
I follow the BSLM acronym. I mean, I eat breakfast every morning. I exercise. I eat 5 to 6 small meals a day. I have an individual plan. I know what I need to do when I wake up in the morning. I have kind of a regimen every day, and I monitor, definitely stepping on that scale at least once a week. And so monitoring yourself is a huge thing that, you know, most people are scared to do, but something that I do regularly, you know, and it's calories in versus calories out. And so I'm still able to go live a social life. Like I said, I'm very active, running here, running there. But because of this program, it's, again, taught me how to make the right choices and healthy grab-and-go meals when I'm on the go, because you can't drive through a fast food place anymore that's quick and healthy. So that's how I stay on track.
You know, you make it sound so simple and so easy that anyone can do it, but something tells me that...
Because it is.
Something tells me, though, that it still takes a little bit of work.
Absolutely. It's calories in versus calories out, and you have to make that decision in your mind. If you don't have that decision to stay healthy and to be healthy, then it's really easy to get off track. But, you know, I have the desire to stay healthy. I never want to go back to feeling tired, sluggish, and not feel good about myself. So I will always be at this weight. Like I said, it's the desire to stay healthy, and I found that so true with so many people. We can do anything in our life if you have the desire to be there.
You know, one of the things that you said that really struck home with me, and we've got a few minutes left before I know you've got to get back to doing someone's hair, but I wanted to just really have you kind of close out and talk about, you know, anybody can lose weight on a diet. You know, most diets are relatively effective at helping people initially lose weight, but most of us go back to our old habits. But you've said a couple of things during our time together where it was really a mindset change. And what is it about what you're doing today that changed your mindset towards a healthy way of life for the rest of your life?
How I feel. Just mm-hmm. How I feel. Not only, you know, feeling, like I said, with the energy, but the confidence. I feel better about myself, and I think that makes a huge difference. And you know, if we don't change our underlying structure of our habits, then we'll go back to the patterns that we used to live in. And that's not where I want to be. My life has changed so much in the last 2 years. I never thought when my health coach sat down in my chair for a haircut two and a half years ago, I never would have dreamed that this is where my life would be now.
Pretty exciting, isn't it?
It has been an amazing journey.
You know, I have had the pleasure of working with you, Janelle, and really excited. You're going to be in Concord, California, I think, on April 16th, helping other coaches learn a little bit about how to get healthy and what you've been able to do. And I got to see you present at a meeting a couple of weeks ago. And I want to thank you so much for what you're doing, not only for really getting on track and getting healthy yourself, but, you know, really stepping out and helping others as a certified health coach and helping them change their orientation towards life using Dr. A's Habits of Health system. And I know you've lived that every day since you got introduced to Dr. A's Health system. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you again very much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Before we take a quick break, I'd like to remind you to go visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com and let us know how you're doing. You can always contact us after the show at 401-388-0778. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio show. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. I'm Russ McCann, host of Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon Pacific, and hear how to create a longer, healthier life. Make sure you visit our website. It is packed full of information about how to really create a life of optimal health. Our website address is habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can send us an email, optimalhealth@hohtalk.com, and you can always contact us after the show at 401-388-0778. And we will get you connected with a certified health coach that will begin to move your life forward. I'd like to spend a little bit of time that we have left in the show today inviting you to really take advantage of Dr. A's message to get America healthy using the Habits of Health system. Right on the very front page of our website, you will see a picture of Dr. Anderson. It's his book cover of Dr. A's Habits of Health. And right below his picture, you'll see a little link that says Order Dr. A's Habits of Health. And I'd encourage you today to order Dr. A's Habits of Health self-study course. It includes a DVD, which is a step-by-step illustration of how to utilize the workbook, which is a, just kind of a classroom-style syllabus that goes through teaching you the habits necessary, helps you change that mindset that Janelle was talking about so that we really look at food in a different way. We utilize it to provide ourselves with nourishment. We're satisfied by the choices that we make, and we begin to put our body, the machinery of our body, working correctly to be able to help us create a longer, healthier life. And then, of course, Dr. A's Habits of Health is full of a really simple, easy process that helps you identify where we are today, why we eat what we eat, maybe some of the triggers in our life that really cause us to gain weight over time, and what we can really do about it, how to really begin this journey. And I would invite you today that if you've been listening to the program over the last few weeks, or even if today is your first opportunity to listen to Dr. A's Habits of Health show, this is a program about teaching you the step-by-step process to get healthy for the remainder of your days. And it really starts by a simple decision to get healthy. And if you've decided today that you're going to make creating a life of optimal health a priority in your life, then you're in the right place at the right time. What we're going to do is we're going to help you get connected with a certified health coach that will begin to teach you the things necessary to help you reach a healthy weight. That's really the first step. And once you get to a healthy weight, you'll be able to learn the habits of health that Dr. A was talking about to help you make better choices long term, you know, how to sleep better, how to be more active, how to incorporate the 100-calorie fueling breaks, how to make better choices when you choose low-glycemic foods, how to go grocery shopping, how to dine out. These are all habits of health that will help you create this life that we've been talking about. And beyond that, Dr. A's really spent a lot of time in the final part of his book talking about how to optimize your health for your age and optimizing your body. And the benefit of reaching a healthy weight and developing this new lifestyle is that you get to live a longer, healthier life and really begin to make an adjustment that not only affects you, but maybe affects the people around you. As Janelle was talking about, her simple decision to get healthy and how it's impacted her family has been traumatic. And I know certainly in Paula's case, which is Janelle's mom, it's been life-changing. And so I would invite you today that if you're listening to the program today and really ready to make a decision to get healthy, you know, where we are today is we consume far more calories today than we get rid of. And this gap between calories in and calories out is where we accumulate fat. And over time, we're going to gain more and more weight and cause more inflammation throughout our body as the toxins take over. And we run into situations like high cholesterol and high blood pressure, heart disease. Many people who are struggling with weight also struggle with being diabetic and having to go on more and more medications, which is really not the habit of health. And so what we're going to do as your coach is begin to put you on a path eating 5 portion control meal replacements that are all medically formulated, providing you with all the nutrients, the right amount of proteins and carbs, the right amount of healthy fats, the correct amount of sugars, vitamins and minerals, things you actually need to really have your body functioning correctly. And as you're learning how to eat these 6 meals a day on the 5-in-1 plan, we're going to reduce your calories down below your current expenditure of energy. And this gap now where we're consuming less calories than our body is using is where we're going to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And we create a new gap of losing fat. Once we reach a healthy weight, using a body mass index chart as maybe the initial measurement and making sure that we're at a BMI of 24 or less, then we're going to incorporate Dr. A's Habits of Health transition plan that we've been talking about this morning or this afternoon in really incorporating better choices as we begin to incorporate more fruits and vegetables, more low-fat or non-fat dairy products, more whole grains. And as we do that, we're going to incorporate more physical activity. And that physical activity could be walking, riding a bike, taking the stairs. It could be doing the treadmill in the gym or really getting actively involved in a full workout with a trainer in the gym. But at the end of the day, it's about learning how to balance calories in and calories out. And Janelle talked a little bit about the B-Slim lifestyle, which is once we reach this healthy weight and transition to a healthier way of life, we're going to really incorporate B-Slim, which is, you know, B stands for breakfast, the most important meal of the day. We've heard that for so long, but it's so vital to get our body jump-started, to get our metabolism running, and to really provide our brain with the nourishment it needs to get us through that initial start in the day. E stands for exercise. Incorporate good, healthy activity, being more physically active in our life, and getting up off the couch, turning off the TV, getting away from the computer, and really participating in life rather than being a spectator. S is for support. Always surround yourself with people who are like-minded. Certainly the advantage that you have is that you have a coach who is your kind of cheerleader and champion to help you stay on track. But as you begin to get healthy, you also tend to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, and it's so vital for long-term success. L stands for low-fat, low-calorie meals, 6 times a day. Dr. A's book is really focused on can you eat every 3 hours and learning the skills that you need to in order to eat the right kinds of foods in the right amounts. And then beyond that, developing this individual plan like Janelle talked about, where you're going to learn as you get up in the day, what activity do you have planned and what is the nourishment value that you're going to provide yourself so that you do not gain your weight back. And then the M in the BSLIM acronym is really monitoring your weight. It could be a pair of pants that you determine once it fits a little snug, then you need to snap back and really increase activity and lower your calories. It could be a scale. It could be a belt, anything to help you measure where you stand in your life. But as you go through this program and begin to create the longer, healthier life, it really starts by the simple decision that I talked about. And on the website, there is a link that says Body Mass Index Chart. And I would invite you to go to our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, and click on the Body Mass Index Chart and take a look at just where you stand today to be able to identify the healthy weight that you need to reach. And then take Dr. A's health quiz. It's also a link right on the front of the webpage. And as you take that health quiz, it'll give you an idea of just how healthy you are. And I would invite you today to click on the website link that says free consultation with a certified health coach. Click on there, provide us some basic information, and I will put you in contact with a certified health coach that will work with you to begin to develop a healthier, longer life. I want to thank my co-host, Dr. Wayne Anderson, for sharing his amazing solution to the obesity crisis here in this country. His vision is to get America healthy, and I know we can do it together. I want to thank Janelle Steckman for sharing her personal story and her mission to create habits of health, not only in her life, but in the life of the people that she touches. I've enjoyed our show today. Thank you for tuning in. You've made it such a fantastic show as you begin to create a life of optimal health. Join us next Wednesday for more insight from Dr. Wayne Anderson. And remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Please contact us today and get started at making this life an amazing, healthier, longer life. Again, I'm Russ McCann, your co-host. Go out and make it a great week. And enjoy yourselves, everyone. Let's eat healthy together.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.